How to Get Recruited the Dave Ramsey Way. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 81. And hello, I'm John Fugler, and a very, very entertaining and special episode ahead for you on this Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Yep, I'm an athletic scholarship coach, a dad of two scholarship athletes, also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker, and today coming to you from the disabled list. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. The sponsor is the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, available on Amazon. This podcast is, you've heard me say this before, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, and I give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website at recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app. Go get the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, or one of the others. And I want to let you know, coming down to the last few days, last couple weeks probably, that I'll be offering the free chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I'll have something new for you. Very shortly, working on it right now, but if you want to get the free chapter, then get to recruitme.com and download it right there. Okay, I'm on the disabled list. Almost. I have got an injury. Yeah, it's a, and I'm proud to say I got the injury playing sports. I'm not proud to say that it was a basketball injury when I couldn't catch the ball and it hit my forefinger. And I'm telling you, I think it's dislocated. I think it might be broken. And now 2.5 weeks later, I'm finally going to go see the doctor because I can't stand the pain anymore. Okay, athletes, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you think it's just going to go away. I'll keep using it. It'll go away. But I'm telling you, my whole hand hurts now. It's my index finger. I can't even straighten it out anymore. So more on that next week. If you read something that I write in the next few weeks and it looks really weird, it's because I'm left-handed and I will have lost use of my left hand and I'm having to type right-handed, and it could be really miserable. But hey, pray for me. I don't want to have a cast or anything like that. We'll see what happens. So anyway, injured, going on the DL, but I got to get this episode in. Dave Ramsey, you know Dave. The Dave Ramsey Show. He's the financial guru. And you're saying, Dave got a scholarship? I don't know. Dave played sports. I don't know if Dave did or not. I know he runs a lot. I think he's done like half marathons, maybe even a marathon or something like that. Even now, the guy's almost 60. In fact, he might be 60 and he still runs. But the Dave Ramsey Way, how to get recruited, how to get a scholarship, the Dave Ramsey Way, has nothing to do with his athletic ability. He always says, you know, if you want to learn about finances, don't talk to broke people. Don't get their advice. If you want to learn about sports, I don't think you want to talk to Dave Ramsey. But we do want to talk to him and learn from him when it comes to finances. And that's what this is all about, right? This athletic scholarship thing, this college tuition, room and board, all the other expenses. It's all about money. And not that's the only motivator, but it's the reality, right? It's the reality. In fact, today on Dave's show, I heard him talk to a guy who was going into med school. And Dave outlined the four ways that the guy could go through med school for free, fully paid for. Dave's a creative guy. I'd never heard that before. But you can actually go to med school not having to cost you a dime. The Dave Ramsey Way. The Dave Ramsey Way. It's simply this. On a budget and debt-free. I mean, why would you want to go into debt trying to get your son or daughter an athletic scholarship without any real guarantees? Why would you do that? And that's what people do all the time. It just kills me when families spend $2,000-$3,000 on a service when they could do the same work on their own, but they're paying somebody else to do it without even the guarantee. I think there's that fallacy out there, is the more money I spend, the greater the chance for my kid to get an athletic scholarship because I'm investing. In fact, maybe it even goes this far. I have to spend money to get my son or daughter recruited. I mean, that's a prerequisite. Yeah, you're going to have to spend a little bit. But what I want to do in this episode is outline for you how you can do this on a budget and debt-free, and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to do this. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get your kid noticed, to get your kid recruited, to get all the way down to that final school choice. I want to take for you some of the key elements of recruiting that people normally spend money for, and I can show you how to spend little or nothing. Then you'll know that this athletic scholarship is within reach, that finances is not an obstacle. You talk to other parents, like, and they share with you how they're using such and such a service or this consultant or that website, and they're paying this money. And you're saying, well, we can't do that. We can't even afford it. Well, this episode will teach you how you can do this for very little. And I'm not going to say you can't do it. You can do it for nothing, but a lot less than what you're seeing out there in the thousands of dollars range. We'll go through that and be effective and do it right. Okay, so let's start with one of the things that is really huge that's talked about and necessary is to have a video done. I was counseling a dad and his son last night, and we talked about video. We went through them what they need to do, how important it is to have a video. Coaches will ask for a video very soon in the process if they're interested. There are a couple ways you can do it. You could hire out this to a videographer and producer and get this thing done in a really clean, fantastic way. A lot of cool edits, a lot of good music, title slides, all those things that will raise your son or daughter up to the heights in a coach's mind. Well, that's only half true, because you can spend all that money for a professional videographer, but that's not what raises your athlete up in the heights in a coach's mind. The key to quality video is quality talent. That's it. That's it right there. The coach isn't looking for a professionally produced video. They just want to see your son or daughter close up and also in game condition in a decent video where they can make a determination on their talent. They're not, in most cases, going to offer a scholarship based on a video. They will eventually want to see your son or daughter compete. But the video is important because it gives them that visual that they're going to want to have. They aren't going to just trust the email you send them, even stats. That's not going to do it. They want to see your son or daughter in competition. Video is important. You could spend hundreds of dollars on a video that has all the bells and whistles. Coach turns down the volume anyway when he or she watches the video, so they won't hear any bells and whistles. Or you can do it yourself for zero, no cost. You can even use your phone, and you get your son or daughter to edit it because they know how to edit video. I guarantee they can do that. And there's free software out there that allow them to do it. In my book, I go through the steps necessary to do a video. If you want to grab the book, I think I'm going to also cover that in one of my future podcast episodes here in the next month or so, because it is such an important element. But I do want you to know, you don't have to spend $500 for a video. You can do it yourself as a family, and it works. I know, because we did it. Even in the old days, we didn't have the software. We didn't have the tools that you have today to do that. So that's one thing. Second thing is a website, a place for coaches to go to be able to get to watch the video, to get necessary information, stats, that type of thing. A website is helpful. You don't have to have one, but there are a lot of services out there, a lot of web developers out there that are making a lot of money off families building their website for them. And I got to tell you, you don't have to do that. You can do it on your own. Just get a WordPress site, spend a few dollars, getting even a domain name. Just a few dollars, you can get a domain name. You don't need it that long. You only need it for a couple years, probably 2 or 3 years. Get that domain name, set up the website. Once again, your son or daughter can do the backbone of that, and there are templates available that you can build your own website. So that's also a zero, and you can embed your video on the website. You can use YouTube for the video and embed that video on the website. Video costs, zero. Website, zero. You may have been clicking off the numbers in your head, and the dollars to get these things done have frozen you in your tracks. You haven't done a video. You haven't gotten a website set up. And a website, believe me, is just optional. Then there are all the steps that you go through from the initial coach contact, where you are taking the initiative, as you know I tell you to do that, to contact the coach, all the way, all the steps to making the final school choice. And I have to tell you that you can do that for zero. I've got a caveat in there, and I want to share some things with you about ways you're going to have to spend money. You're not going to have to spend money on phone charges. You're not going to have to spend money on sending emails. You're not going to have to spend money on putting your resume together. You can do that. All the things necessary to contact coaches, get their interest, get recruited, keep their interest, continue the dialogue, and making that final school choice. Again, zero or little money. That's every step of the way. All the steps I teach in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook that will cost you nothing. Okay, where are you going to spend your money? There are places that you really do need to spend some money, because these places give you face-to-face contact with coaches. The first one is camps. Camps, I'm not saying go to all these camps, but you've got to select camps, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, that will be advantageous for your son or daughter to be at, because there are coaches there at schools you're interested in. And you can get before those coaches. They can see beyond video your son or daughter's athletic ability. Camps can run from $150 on up. Some are even less. And whether it's local or whether you have to travel, expenses can add up beyond that. So yes, you can spend money on camps, and you'd have to spend money on camps. But be wise about that. I got more to say about that in just a few minutes. Just like camps, you have showcases. That's where our kids were discovered. We spent a few hundred dollars on showcases, and we only went to one showcase. You don't have to go to multiple showcases. Again, be wise. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then the third thing that's very helpful, that will make a huge impression, is school visits. You may get some official visits, which will cost you nothing, but if you're going to make visits to schools, local ones will cost you nothing, but you could spend hundreds, maybe $1,000 making school visits. That's where you'll be spending money. Once again, you can't just throw a lot of money at it thinking that this is going to get you results. Be selective. Go locally, go regionally, where you can make it a day trip and back to be able to get face-to-face and meet with a coach. Camps, showcases, and visits, that's where you're going to spend your money. Here's what you need to do. You need to build this into your budget. The money's not just going to appear. If you say, we're going to do three camps and one showcase and three visits, and I think it's going to cost $2,000 total over this recruiting period, then begin to budget it monthly and save that up. Transfer it to a savings account so you have those funds there. A little bit each month. Like I said, the Dave Ramsey way, build it into your budget. A couple other expenses you might have, which I would encourage you, got to throw this in, is my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. That's under $15. So that's no big deal, right? Go to Amazon, get it. Make sure you get my free chapter at recruitme.com as well, of The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And even beyond that, you get me personally via video walking you through the process with Athletic Scholarship University. I encourage you to check that out. That's just $29 a month. End of commercial, but I had to throw that in there since we're talking about money. I got to say that a lot of our athletes that I work with and see do a lot of traveling. Tournaments are huge. We did that with our boys. We live in a small town. We do a lot of traveling. Tournaments do not count as money you're spending on recruiting expenses unless they're tournaments where your son or daughter can be recruited. And I mean that there are coaches there from schools you're interested in that know you're going to be there, that knows your son or daughter is going to be there, and they can look at them. Not just a tournament where they say, oh, there'll be a lot of coaches there. You'll get a lot of exposure. I'm not counting that as recruiting. You need to be purposeful. Need to be purposeful. If you're going to a tournament, there's a coach there that's going to be there at a school you're interested in, notify them in advance. But yeah, tournaments, you could go broke doing tournaments for 4 or 5, 6 years. You know what I mean? You've probably done that. But yeah, you got to build those into the budget. But don't count that towards recruiting. I got some action points for you here as I close to help you do this the Dave Ramsey way, get recruited the Dave Ramsey way. First, I would encourage you to take his class called Financial Peace University. You will find money as a result of this to put towards recruiting. You will find money. Go to DaveRamsey.com, enroll in Financial Peace University. And by the way, he didn't pay me for this podcast. I just believe this is what we need and the information that you need to be able to succeed at this and to save money, not just spend a ton of money. Secondly, I mentioned this budget. Budget monthly for recruiting. It has to become part of your monthly budget. Third is you want to save money. Is there ways that you can save money and put it in a special account so you can use this? Your expenses for recruiting aren't going to be level. They're not going to be the same every month. And fourth, look for ways to earn extra money that you could dedicate to the recruiting process. Is there an extra job? Can you drive Uber for a few weeks and put that money away and use it for the recruiting process? I've driven Uber before and I put money away. That way you're not digging even into your budget. That way you're not going into debt. You do not want to go into debt getting your kid into school. That is something you just want to stay away from. Well, I hope that helps. How to get recruited the Dave Ramsey way. And I encourage you to get started by downloading the free chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I talk about the myths of recruiting in that chapter. Go get it at recruitme.com. I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear your input. What'd you think of this podcast? A little bit different. I'm looking forward to starting, maybe even next Tuesday, a 4-part series on how to attract the attention of college coaches. How to attract the attention of college coaches. I got 4 things I want to share with you. I want to unpack those, and I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm writing the outline and the script now, and I hope to get it started next week. But until then, you take care and shoot me any questions you have along the way.